Welcome, everybody. This is going to be a weekly live stream and also a podcast with PowerCore 360. We are doing volley talk, so we'll be talking all things volleyball related, from injuries to mechanics to what's currently going on in pro volleyball, college volleyball, everything. So we are going to get started today by talking with the founder of PowerCore 360, Billy, who is also going to be the co-host of this. I am Darian Fiakuski, one of the hosts, and then I'll go ahead and let you introduce yourself, Billy.
Hey, Billy Glisson. Like Darian said, I'm the founder of PowerCore 360, and I'm coming to you today from Colorado.
Good old Colorado. Yes, me as well. So today we are going to be talking about, why did Billy initially start PowerCore 360? Why did he start working with volleyball players, and how did it expand into this huge volleyball giant that we see today, where PowerCore 360 is doing clinics around the country? So to start, we're just going to do a little bit of an introduction. So Billy, if you could tell everybody, why did you start PowerCore 360 way back when?
Yeah, it was honestly very selfish. I was a basketball player growing up, a point guard. I could jump, I could go vertical, forwards, backwards, diagonal, but I grew up not playing rotational sports. And when I moved back from Texas to Colorado 20-something years ago, all my buddies were scratch golfers. I needed to play golf. I needed to get off the basketball court. So I was literally watching videos, trying to figure out how to do what all the pros were doing, men and women, turn their hips, hit the ball far, hit it consistently. That's where it started. I built my first hip harness 20-something years ago, and that kind of got me going. It was just me trying to learn how to hit a golf ball a long ways and very consistently.
Yeah, that's awesome. So then how did it grow into what you, when you started working with volleyball players?
Well, it was interesting. I started working with a club out of Denver called Front Range Volleyball 20 plus years ago. I was their strength and conditioning consultant. And when I started working with them, you know, Jim and I talked. Jim's still the director there. And so we talked a lot. And I was doing things with golf, and literally one day, you know, he said, hey, I've got this thing you're working on, this harness thing, would it work with volleyball, right? Well, help many of my kids hit harder. And I was like, I don't know. So I went down on a Saturday. We took a sophomore in high school, an outside hitter, took her through with the hip harness and some bands through a golf protocol, believe it or not, and then took her in the air. And we were smart enough to take video before and after to see what she looked like before. Would it change her? After we did like a 10 or 15 minute golf protocol, the bands and hip harness took her off. She went in the air, her body's turning, she's pounding the ball. She turns around to Jim and says, hey, Jim, my shoulder doesn't hurt and I'm hitting the ball hard. So we just kind of looked at each other and said, well, I guess it works. Then we started really studying, the science side of it. And basically we were doing a lot of different sports. PowerCore 360 was doing baseball, obviously golf, we were getting into lacrosse, volleyball, a lot of different rotational sports. And, you know, it was probably, I guess, 2 years ago, we said to ourselves, look, we have world-class equipment, world-class knowledge, but we're spread too thin. So what do we need to focus on? Let's choose one we can be world-class at. And at the time we felt like, you know, we were starting to do volleyball clinics again post-COVID. And we just felt like, hey, there's an opening for us and the knowledge and expertise and some connections with, you know, coaches like Terry Pettit, John Dunning, John Cook, a lot of coaches I knew across the country. And I felt like, you know what, we're probably pretty well positioned to grow this. So let's focus on volleyball. Let's teach athletes how to hit the ball harder. And of course, what we do is not only teach athletes to hit harder, but avoid injury at the same time.
Yeah, that's a lot. So let's fast forward to about 2 years ago. And this is where the bulk of our conversation is going to come in. And also, audience, if you guys have any questions about volleyball, about PowerCore 360, please drop them in the chat and we'll be sure to answer any questions that you guys have along with this conversation. So if we fast forward to, you were working with a volleyball club, what happened from there that then you started hosting clinics? When was the first clinic created? Stuff like that.
Well, we had Nick Chironis was the assistant at Florida for 22 years. And then he left probably 2008, 2009 and to go to work with us. And he started running clinics for us 10 or 15 years ago across the country. And then Nick left, we stopped doing a lot of the clinics. And then probably 2016 or 17, I went to Jim again and I said, you know what? I'm going to run a 3-day clinic, and I'm going to basically do this in a very premium way, and not just bring as many kids as I can get into, you know, the gym. I'm going to do it in a little different fashion, so it's much better. And so it started to grow. And of course, because I was working with Front Range, you know, I would go to qualifiers. I'm talking to college coaches, and what I'm seeing is, not only am I seeing it, the swings across the country, and you got to understand, I'm a science guy. My undergrad was in physical education, master's in exercise science. I was the national director of training for the largest spine center in the nation. I was hired by orthopedic surgeons. I worked with physical therapists, occupational therapists. And so I take very much a hard science approach at everything we were doing. With that being said, as I was going to qualifiers and watching the bulk of female volleyball players, outside hitters hitting, their mechanics were bad, right? And as I go across the country and talk to the coaches, the college coaches are saying, look, we just can't get girls to hit the ball hard, you know? So how do you hit the ball hard? And so that was what I did. I was working with Major League Baseball hitters, pitchers, other pro athletes. And it's like, you know, let's take this into the volleyball realm then. Let's focus on this. And so we really started developing protocols, if you would, for how do we use our equipment. And of course, working with Front Range, they were using our equipment, and we started programming the athletes from probably 15-year-olds and up. And it was part of their practice 3 or 4 times per week to get in the systems, use our training. And we started seeing really nice results. So, you know, it was based on science. It was based on the need that they need to hit the ball harder. And then the other thing was, once again, a lot of kids are showing up, and you can speak to this, is a lot of athletes are showing up with shoulder pain, back pain, knee pain from their mechanics, what they were being taught. What was being taught, and in a big way, is still taught in a lot of places across the country, doesn't make any biomechanical sense. And you know, I'll just say this, and I'll take a breath. Every other sport in the world that throws or hits a ball overhead, so you can look at an athlete who hits a tennis ball, throws a football, throws a baseball, right? Any sport, throws a javelin, anybody throwing a ball overhead or striking a ball overhead, they all kind of do the same thing. They take a step, they turn their hips, they turn their shoulders, the arm comes through last, right? Volleyball was just the same thing. They were swinging their arm kind of only, they're bringing their elbow up in this high elbow position that's really bad. It's creating a lot of the pain and a lot of the problems and injuries with volleyball athletes, both during their season and then well after. It's destroying a lot of shoulders. You know, with that being said, we just started trying to take the science and build it into, let's teach athletes, and now we're teaching both athletes and coaches how to improve the mechanics, allow the athletes to hit the ball harder, reduce the shoulder pain, the back pain, the shoulder injuries, and knee injuries as well as they land.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, lots for athletes to really be aware of when you are playing these injuries. Definitely, I mean, I can speak to them. I was a former D1 college hitter, and I have had 3 injuries now from just playing college volleyball with my knees, my hips, everything. So I definitely feel that, and I know a lot of teammates, past teammates, all feel that as well. And it is something that, in my opinion, hopefully we can change the landscape. And PowerCore is definitely, I think, in my opinion, one of the leaders in this area of trying to get people to hit in a safer position and really coach coaches and players how to better play volleyball in a safer way, where you can then play for your however long you want. You don't have to stop because of an injury or because you won't be able to walk or lift your shoulder by the time that you're 50, right? So things that we're all trying to avoid. We got one comment. So one comment, compliment to you, Billy. It is from Rebecca Wilbur, and it is, PowerCore 360 really works. It is an amazing program. So thank you, Rebecca, for that comment. So we are going to continue on our conversation here, and I want to go back to the injuries. Billy, like you said, told everybody, you are a science guy through and through. So what is so bad? And audience, comment if you've had coaches tell you this before, to raise your elbow up high, raise your elbow up high, raise your elbow up high to hit, right? I know it's something I heard a lot throughout my career. Billy, why is that not something that players should be learning?
Well, here's, and I'm going to back up and say one other thing, and then for sure I'll answer the question. Part of the other motivation for us doing there, I'm a teacher at heart. My undergrad, once again, was in teaching. and fitness, right? And so I really wanted to make a change in the game. Part of what we were starting to see is we started to run clinics and we're bringing the parents in. We have, you know, female athletes, former collegiate athletes coming in and saying, you know, I now have a daughter, pardon me, or a son. And as an ex-collegiate athlete, my shoulder, I've had surgery, I got pins in it. I can't raise my hand above my shoulder. I used to bang the ball hard. Nobody ever bothered to tell me the mechanics I was using in college was going to hurt my shoulder. And so now 10, 15, 20 years later, they have shoulders that don't function very well at all. So that being said, you know, the high elbows, honestly, from a simple stance, it's real simple to teach. It's real simple to understand. It's kind of like throwing darts. Lift your elbow up and throw a dart and just use your arm. Well, once again, if you think of just power generation, right? It's about hitting a heavy ball or a hard ball, right, to score. Well, to do that, if I just use my arm and shoulder, and now let's look at a lot of the target audiences, target athletes we train, they're 13-year-olds to 18-year-olds. A lot of them are young female athletes or young male athletes, right? They just don't have much muscle mass around their arm and shoulder. It puts a lot of, the high elbow puts a lot of isolated stress on the shoulder by itself, and there's not a lot of musculature around there to really control that or absorb that or tolerate that is maybe the best word. Once again, every other sport in the world, they step, so they're using their legs, their butt muscles, they turn their hips, they turn their core, so their hips, their butt, their core, their back muscles, their chest, their shoulders, and their arm are all working. It's a simple matter of power. If you went out, and we say this to the athletes in the clinics, if you could have your choice of cars, would you rather go get a Super Beetle, even though it might be a turbocharged Super Beetle, or would you rather have a Corvette, right, with a big engine in it? And so there's a lot of athletes who can hit the ball hard because they've got a turbocharged arm, but that motor isn't going to tolerate the torque very long. You take a Corvette with a big motor under the hood, you're using a big motor instead of a small motor like your shoulder or a Volkswagen engine. You're using a Corvette, you're using this big, powerful engine. And so you're using your whole body to hit the ball harder. The forces are spread out over the entire body. And the interesting thing is, you know, sometimes people say, oh, this is great what you guys came up with. We didn't come up with it. We're science people. We're just explaining and sharing what every other rotational athlete does in the world, to throw a football, throw a javelin, hit a tennis ball, throw a baseball with velocity. And a lot of other sports, in some senses, science-wise and training-wise, are way ahead of volleyball because they've figured out, like in baseball, how to protect the shoulder, right? How to create 90, 100-mile-an-hour fastballs and take the stress off the shoulder. That's what we're doing because I've worked with a lot of other athletes, a lot of other sports, as we just decided, look, we can go in and change the game of volleyball in a good way for hitters, to teach them to use more powerful muscles, bigger muscles, the whole body, what we call whole body rotation. And that, in essence, allows an athlete to hit harder and reduce the stress, the pain, the injury potential on the shoulder, the back, and on the knees with landing at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. And so a lot of viewers may or may not know this, but we have PowerCore 360 gear. So can you touch on how does the gear enable the actions that we want players to do?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and I'm going to really quickly go back to when I was in the garage and built my first hip harness. It was a prototype, right? I had an old German sewing machine. I took a weightlifting belt, sewed a couple loops on it, had some rubber tubing, had a squat rack in my garage in those days, and I had the rubber tubing tied to the squat rack and to one of my hips, picked up a golf club, and when I stood up, there was tension on the band, and it spun my hips around. And it made me feel like, oh, I've been watching all these videos, learning the science and knowing the hips are turned, but didn't know how to do it. Well, most athletes learn athletic or sports movements based on visual. They see it or, right, they feel it. I'm a feel-based athlete, and a lot of athletes are. You can accelerate learning for the athlete. You can help them learn how to create these power-hitting whole-body rotational mechanics faster if they can feel it. So I was able to feel it. The harness we built and what we started doing with athletes first, we were just using it to teach so the athlete could feel how to move your hips. Then, of course, a couple of years later, I was looking at the body and understanding the science, it's like it's not just about the hip turn. The chest and torso and spine need to turn as well. So we built a torso harness, and then we added arm cuffs to it, because we're working with overhand athletes like volleyball athletes. So we use an elbow cuff or wrist cuff. We're using bands. The athletes can feel how to perform the movements. And a huge part of learning, especially accelerated learning, how do you speed up the learning process, is by allowing an athlete to both feel the correct movements and the incorrect movements. Both are important. And when you have a focused athlete who's trying to get better, they go through and they perform that. The harnesses, the bands pulling on the body. The body then, for athletes, they can sense and feel what their hips are doing, their shoulders are doing, their elbow, their hand, their wrist. That's how you teach an athlete faster. It started just teaching them, teach them faster. As a strength and conditioning coach, then we realize, okay, if we put bands at certain angles, at the same time we're teaching the mechanics, those mechanics are basically increasing the strength and the power of the athletes around the muscles around their hips, the muscles that turn the hips, the muscles that turn the spine, turn the shoulders, swing the arm through. So it was like, man, we realized we've actually created a really great process to accelerate the learning process, allow the athlete to feel it, and strengthen them at the same time. So, you know, unlike this day, if let's say you wanted to go to the gym and work on your squats, well, you're going in working on squats, but the squats aren't the mechanics you hit with, right? But the muscles in the legs to jump, that's important. We figured out that we could teach rotational hitting movements for volleyball athletes. They could work on mechanics and strength training at the same time. It saves time, it accelerates it. And then when you take the bands off, it was like the magic happened. You'd do a couple of reps, maybe 5 or 10 reps, and a hip trainer with a band, you take it off, and the hips are now on their own flying through. And so the athlete's like, wow, you know, instead of them trying to have to think so much through the process, you take the band off, the hips are flying, and immediately the arm's whipping through faster, the ball speed comes up right now. That makes sense. It's a lot, I know that, but a lot of benefits to it, and the equipment was a huge piece for us to figure out how to use that, how to leverage that with the athletes.
Yeah, so basically athletes, you can use this equipment to hit the ball harder in a short way to say that. But we have a comment here from us actually. So where is everybody listening from today? We will make sure to hit everybody. I know we got one comment saying come to Utah, so maybe have to consider that for a clinic or something. But now let's kind of shift gears here. So we're going to talk more about PowerCore 360 and the offerings that we have. And what is the difference? I think that some people don't know the different things between maybe the masterclass, the clinics, the vertical masterclass, and everything else that we offer. So I wanted to make this as knowledgeable as possible for all of our community and listeners. So first, Billy, could you explain what is the key differences that, or what is the flow that you recommend for athletes when they join the PowerCore 360 program?
Yeah, if time and budget weren't any issues, right? So if a parent comes in, calls us and says, hey, I want my son or daughter to go through your training, where do we start? In the perfect world, you'd start with an 8-hour clinic, right? The 8-hour clinic essentially is an introduction to the masterclass. On one day, we're going to teach the mechanics of how to turn the hips, how to turn the shoulder, how to move the arm correctly. Then on day two, we're in the equipment. We're using the equipment to activate, strengthen the muscles around the hips, the shoulder, the core. And then we go into vertical jump. We have a breakout session there, for vertical jump related to an approach for hitting, right? And so it's really good. It allows them to come and work with us. And by the way, it's more than just mechanics and strength. You know, we get into the mental side. It's so important we get into the mental side of hitting for a power hitter to score. But that's what happens in an 8-hour clinic. When you start to leave the 8-hour clinic, we tell the parents and the athletes, okay, one, you're going to need to go train this. We do a great job with the equipment. The athletes feel what, you know, they feel the benefit of what the mechanics were teaching. But when they leave, we tell them, hey, you got to go rep this now. There's no muscle memory built in the clinic. You've been thinking through your swing. You go into a match or game right now without doing that training and building muscle memory, as soon as the ball's moving, you're going to forget it. So you've got to go train it. Well, then the introduction, the flow is, if you can do an 8-hour clinic first, the next piece of that would be the 8-week power hitting masterclass. That is a piece, it's for athletes who are really committed to doing the work, to rep it, if you would, to build it into muscle memory or to start building it into muscle memory over 8 weeks. It's a really good process as well. It's once again for the highly motivated, dedicated kid. Quickly as I can succinctly say it, there's a few pieces to it. Athletes follow a 3-day per week program. They're following the exercises, they're in the equipment, they're doing strength, they're doing mechanics, they're hitting balls, whether they're in their basement, backyard, hitting into a net, hitting into a wall, they do not have to be on a volleyball court. And they are submitting their exercise videos to us. And so Monday through Friday, our coaches basically break down that video and give the athlete feedback. We post it on our private Facebook group. So they're getting feedback, quality assurance, if you would. It's like we're training them, except there's a little delay. That allows us to train. If I'm in Colorado and another coach is in Ohio and Texas and Oklahoma, whatever the case is, we can work with athletes we do in Canada. We've worked with athletes in Hawaii, Japan, and of course the US. We can reach them and help them. And then once a week, they submit a swing video, right? We're breaking down their analysis. We're telling them the one thing to work on this week to improve their swing. And of course, then we run 4 live group Zoom training sessions per week. So we're training them live from their location. And so we're working on those mechanics and those strengths, the strength exercises all at the same time. That is a really good process. And it's what we recommend for a lot of athletes, because here's what happens. Parents, sometimes they call, they say, I'm going to take my daughter or son to the clinic. They just need to go to the clinic and they'll get it. And the comment, my response is no. They'll understand the knowledge. They'll understand what they need to work on, rep, if you would, train, when they leave the clinic. That's important. The masterclass itself is the start of that work process with us supervising, guiding, providing step-by-step instructions for the athlete, for the parent, to make that athlete better. We suggest, in this day and age where, yeah, we want the athlete to jump higher, hit harder, we need strength, we need speed, we need all this stuff, but you can't do it all at once. So, you know, it's a service we provide for the parents and the athlete to hopefully help them navigate all these things an athlete needs to do. So with that being said, go through the Power Hitting Masterclass for 8 weeks. When they graduate from that, if they still want to work with us, they're highly motivated. A lot of athletes then flow into the vertical jump. It's a 12-week, it's a 3-month process. We take them through the mechanics of how to jump, how to land. We build a basic strength with these athletes, right? And then over 12 weeks, we're taking it into jumping exercises and then into the specific movements. How do you do an approach? How do you integrate this into power hitting movements? So not only you're jumping higher, but you're jumping higher. And now, especially for the athlete who's been through maybe the clinic and the 8-week power hitting masterclass, the athlete has the ability to start putting together the power hitting mechanics with vertical jump masterclass. The next thing, we just actually started this week. We're offering now an advanced power hitting masterclass. We don't even charge for it. It's for the athletes that have been through our regular power hitting masterclass. They're still training. They're still progressing. They're wanting more structure. They're wanting more support from us. And we're doing really advanced level things with them. It's awesome. It's fun to watch that these kids are, in some cases, some kids have been working with us for 1.5 years in different courses or clinics or whatever. They're really getting super good, right? And now they're ready for the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. So that, if that helps you guys kind of understand more of what the process looks like when you're working with PowerCore 360, Billy just broke that all down. So you'll be able to, if you are confused at all or want to go back and listen to it, you'll be able to still find this on our YouTube and our Instagram after this live, so that way you can review and be like, oh, what did they say again for how do I work with PowerCore 360, or what does that look like? There you guys go, now you got your answer. We have a question: is PowerCore 360 still in Windsor, CT? And yes, we are. We have a clinic there coming up in 2024, so if you want to sign up, make sure you do that. And so since we have talked now about what the process looks like when you're working with PowerCore 360, I want to kind of dive in to some of the comments we get about different theories that we use, like we have talked about in this video. So using your entire body to hit the ball harder instead of just using your arm, which can hurt your shoulder. So Billy, some of the comments we get that are, one, your body should hurt if you're playing the sport right. And I know you probably have some strong feelings about that. So I'll kind of let you dive in to that first. I know we get that a comment a lot on our social media. We see that all the time from whether it's athletes, coaches, parents. They say, if you're going hard, you should be in a little bit of pain. And maybe they just don't know the difference between there's soreness and then there's pain. So maybe we can dive into that topic a little bit.
Yeah, let's touch on that. I guess the first place I'll jump in is just, there's a difference between muscular pain and joint pain. And so as a muscle works, like if you anybody went over against the wall and did a wall squat, right, or a wall sit, and after 30 seconds, a minute, your quads are going to start burning. That's just lactic acid. That's your muscles of your quads getting tired. There's no injury going on. That's just a burning sensation from a byproduct. There's no damage going on. Now, that's in the muscle. If you're now feeling pain in the joint, the shoulder joint in this case, you shouldn't be having pain in the shoulder joint, right? Because that tells you something's going on that's not tolerating the torques very well. So what we want the athletes to understand is muscle fatigue is going to happen. Muscle pain from fatigue is probably okay, but a lot of injuries, we have to understand the recipe for an injury even to the muscle happens after fatigue. So building strength, building endurance, specifically in the muscles we're going to use to swing, to turn our body to hit, is important. But even with the best mechanics, even with the best strength, injuries can still happen. The first warning sign is pain. The problem that I think we have when young athletes are watching pro athletes on commercials, right, on TV or the internet or wherever, is we see, you know, it looks like every athlete's going to have an injury and then they push through that and they're better. Well, no. I mean, if you talk to college coaches, look, we can talk about the clinic we did with Jason Williams at TCU this last summer. I mean, Jason understands he's bringing in a lot of high-level athletes, but he understands. He said to us after that clinic, we need to make sure that we're getting the message out to high-level hitters, kids that are already in high school or club and they're banging the ball, but if they don't change their mechanics, that pain is a warning to what's coming. That pain is not just short-term. It could be the sign that they're going to have an injury. And for him, he knows, you know, I can't just have an athlete hits the ball hard. They're not going to do me any good if their shoulder hurts or back hurts and they can't swing hard, score points. They're going to be out. Now I got to find somebody else to do it. So difference between pain and injury in the muscle and the joint is important to be able to understand that. I guess when we get on, we get Kelly as a physical therapist, one of our staff members, she can dig into that a little bit deeper. But we also have to understand there are athletes, young athletes, we don't want them to think that pain, just try to push through pain, because it is a warning sign, if that makes sense. We want them to understand oftentimes pain, even in the muscles, but a lot of times in the joints, maybe the shoulder, the back, is a sign of really poor mechanics. And oftentimes you can immediately make that pain in the joint go away if you modify their mechanics, teach them a better mechanical movement. And it's just like the sophomore we did, we were talking about the first time we did a volleyball movement in front range 15 years ago. The girl went in the air, her whole body started turning, and she turned around to Jim, and I didn't notice when we started, she had a shoulder that was already inflamed and lit up, but it didn't hurt when she turned her whole body. So that's what we're searching for. Let's educate the athletes. And in the pain that's fatigue related, then let's build the strength and endurance in those muscles so there's less fatigue. But we want to try to avoid pain, even though muscle fatigue might be there. We don't want to try to push through it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And I want to touch back, so all the viewers know, PowerCore is not just Billy and I, right? That we have a whole team of coaches that have a very extensive and impressive background that will be on this live rotating through. Like I said in the beginning, we will be doing this weekly. So we will be rotating through everybody that's involved in PowerCore 360 and talking about different topics. So if you guys have any topics you want us to hit on, make sure to leave some comments below and we will make sure to talk about those. But let's maybe give a preview into what, I know you talked a little bit about Front Range and Jim and all those other people, Kelly. Give us a background or insight as to what we're going to see in the future of this. Who are the people that are involved with PowerCore right now so people know that?
Yeah, so, I mean, we did a athletes clinic for about 32 athletes in Denver this weekend, but we also brought in 12 of our coaches from across the country. So we have former players. We still have a pro player who was a Pac-12 All-American hitter, setter in college, currently playing pro. We have on the male side a gentleman that was a Division I college coach. His wife's still a Division I college coach. He played on the men's USA team. So we've got some athletes like that that were not are not only great coaches now, but were great players in their time. We have Kelly, who's a physical therapist, has been working for 26, 27 years as a manual therapist, been a co-director in a volleyball club, so she knows the game, she knows physical therapy, she knows rehab, she knows how to help the athletes discern between what's muscle pain, what's shoulder pain, what do we really need to worry about, and what we don't. And then we have a lot of other coaches, once again, who might have been a parent. We've had some parents that came in and were super motivated by what we were doing, wanted to help their daughter, their son, their club, whatever the case is. So we actually have a very diverse background of a lot of coaches who might be in the physical education side, might be a strength conditioning coach, might be on the coaching side in volleyball, might be a playing side. So it was great this weekend to see the knowledge, the experience, the diversity of the coaches that are there. So they'll obviously be on these episodes sharing their expertise, whether it's on the mechanics side, the strength conditioning, the injury side, the pain side, the mindset side, the performance side. There's a lot of areas that we help the athletes, the parents, the athletes with in this case, and those coaches will be able to share their expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. So like Billy said, we have a very well-rounded coaching staff that goes out to all these clinics that you guys are asking about nationwide. And so PowerCore is in great, you guys are in great hands working with any PowerCore coaches. Now, I want to circle back to when you were speaking to the athletes about, brain fart here. I want to go back to when you were talking to the athletes about why they should be noticing things in their body, like the signs, like you shouldn't have that pain. If it's a sign in your body, then you should pay attention to it. As a former player, I definitely did not pay attention to it, as you can tell, because I had 3 surgeries and was limping all over the court. So don't follow my example and follow what I say instead, I guess, or what Billy says. So for that, for those athletes that maybe are like, well, I don't need to learn all these new mechanics to play at the next level. I'm already going on a D1 scholarship. I'm going to be a hitter at the next level. What would you say to them, I guess?
Well, I think you're a perfect example of it, right? In your case, you didn't know any better. A lot of athletes don't. You're banging a ball. You got a D1 scholarship. And you got there and you started having shoulder pain. The volume that happens in the collegiate level, especially the Division I level, the number of hits, the volume in that case that you're taking will expose poor mechanics, right? So you may have banged the ball, I'm sure you did, or you wouldn't have got a D1 scholarship as a club player, as a high school player, but now you get into college and maybe the volume's up 20%, 30%, maybe it's 2 or 3 times that. Now your shoulder won't tolerate that number of swings, that number of forces, that number of torque on the shoulder, right? So it's in your best interest and other athletes' interest to understand they could be what you were as a hitter. You were one and done. I know many athletes that will be one and done. They go their first year, they can't tolerate, their shoulder hurts, their back hurts, right? And they're done. They may lose their scholarship and they move on. You were lucky enough, right, Darian, that when your shoulder got injured and lit up, right, they moved you to the back row. You were a good enough athlete to go play defense, right, become a libero or whatever else, you know, your role was. But that's the point. When you're in high school, you don't know any better. When you're in club, you're like, I'm banging the ball, I don't need to go do this. Well, until you get there or until you talk to a really good Division I coach who's gonna tell you, you gotta train the right mechanics, because otherwise you'll be here and you probably won't tolerate the volume, the loads that are on the shoulder, the back, elsewhere, right? So it's really important to go in with your eyes open. Otherwise, you know, there's a lot of examples out there of athletes who are one and done.
Yeah, absolutely. And this kind of plays into the whole getting to the next level thing as well. So a lot of these athletes do want to play at a higher level. And maybe they are from, like, I was from North Dakota. I mean, I had some coaches that were great. I had some that were not great. I feel like we kind of see that all over the nation for volleyball, as it is a very developing sport and booming sport, you could say. It is one of the top growing sports. So with that, how does them being able to go through a masterclass and become a true PowerCore 360 athlete help them then get to that next level? And what resources, besides just the knowledge and the courses, do they have then when they become the PowerCore 360 athlete?
Yeah, well, I think what we're noticing, obviously, we've had some kids now that have trained with us for a couple of years. Some of them have started even as young as 12. And even though now we don't take a lot of 12-year-olds, we started with some 12s, and now they're still training with us. They're 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever the case is. They are digesting, assuming, assimilating all the information we're giving them. I mean, they're going out and training it. So they keep wanting to get to the next level. So our expertise in a lot of different areas, you know, because you can go in and we provide to some athletes and coaches what seems like daunting information when they start. But just like the advanced parenting class we started this week, we've got athletes, right, that are now wanting the next level, and they're ready for it mechanically, strength-wise, and everything else. So to become a PowerCore 360 athlete just means you're wanting to continue to get better. You're hungry to get better, but you need knowledge, information, support, and a group that you can trust. The good news with us is we're not coaches that are on the court now worrying about W's and L's, wins and losses, right? We're about development. That's really our focus. Teach the mechanics, teach the strength, teach the mindset, help with the nutrition, help with anything we can to help that athlete hit the ball harder and avoid injury and become the best version of themselves as a volleyball hitter.
Yeah, definitely. And with that, so they become this volleyball player, but it's not only about, yeah, you became a good volleyball player, but you learned the knowledge, and that knowledge will then stick with you throughout your entire career. So if you want to go on and play professional, maybe you're not working with PowerCore anymore, right? Like, you're not working with our coaches directly, but that knowledge that you're learning from the coaches is something that is irreplaceable. And I know that some of our athletes currently in our program, they are super interested in that. I think some of them are even influenced by Billy to then go into a similar degree that he has, which is, what is your exact title of your degree?
It's exercise, at the master's level, exercise science, exercise right. Physiology.
Yeah, so learning more about what is best for our bodies. And I think when you start working with our coaches, you realize how important that truly is. And you really, truly do get influenced to take care of your own body and do it for the long term, not just to hit hard. But my point is, from these programs, not only are you paying to hit harder currently, you are also gaining this endless knowledge that you will have then for your life. And that goes back to Billy, when you said in the beginning, you really started this because you wanted to teach people. You're a teacher at heart, right? So maybe if you could touch more on that and how the teaching aspects helps these athletes grow past what working with just PowerCore does.
Yeah, you know, and I, as you know, I can get off the rails pretty quickly. So I care about the kids, right? Growing up, there's not enough. Oftentimes coaches, once again, they're stressed. They're challenged to get wins and losses. And when I've never trained an athlete that way. I've always been on the development side. And anybody that's trained with me knows that I'm saying to them, it's not just about getting a W, banging the ball hard this week, getting the W, winning the event, winning the qualifier, et cetera. It's like, what's it like 10, 20, 30 years later? Is your back going to function? Can you, you know, I've got kids, I got grandkids. I want them to be able to go out and enjoy life. And I'm still active. An hour and a half ago, I'm out hitting golf balls, right? And I'm almost 68, but I'm active. I'm in shape. I'm fit. I can go do those things. Athletes need to be able to do that. And when they're young, they don't know if they're 13, 14, 17, whatever the case is. They're watching some video on YouTube. Here's how you jump high, hit hard. And people are teaching these athletes to redline. In other words, swing as hard as they can. Well, shoulder, your back, nothing's going to tolerate that very well. Probably even through your athletic career is not going to last very long. In a lot of cases, the probability for them to get injured or to have problems with their shoulders and other things down the road, it's huge. So that's a big part of who we are, a big part of who I am and what I believe is. It's not just about performance, hitting harder and jumping higher. It's about having a body that still functions. You got to go enjoy life. as you know, your collegiate career, or in some people that aren't even going to make it to the collegiate, your high school, your club career is a very small window of time. Go out and do your best, but someone needs to help guide these kids, and maybe the parents and maybe the coaches as well, that there's a life for hopefully decades after this, and we need to be able to have people training in a way that their body functions, they can go enjoy life. So that's a strong part of the philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. I was even talking to a parent at our past clinic this weekend in Denver, and she said, yeah, I played volleyball, but and she was a physician, actually. She works as a doctor. But she said, you know, life goes on past your volleyball career at 23. So I want to make sure my kid at 23 isn't suffering because of their volleyball career. I want them to play their volleyball career and have a great time doing it and love every moment of it. But your life goes on past 23. And what does your body feel like after that? Because I know mine personally doesn't feel the best. But I know that hopefully with these kids in the future, their bodies at 23 still feel good. So we just got a comment from Dragons801. It says, could you share some knowledge on timing? My daughter can jump out of the gym, but hits into the net a ton. What do you think about that, Billy? Okay.
Well, I'm just going to back up a giant step and say timing. When we start, because we're looking at athletes' swings each week, we're analyzing them. So many young hitters, let's take an outside hitter, outside left, right? When they start, their timing's off, and they're for whatever reason, they're in there early. They take off, they run in, they jump up, they look up, and they're stuck underneath the ball. At that point in time, sometimes it's not even a function of their mechanics. Their timing is screwing up their power. It's robbing them of power. They're stuck underneath the ball, so it's hard to demonstrate it here. But if I'm stuck underneath the ball, I can't really use the momentum of the approach. The purpose of the approach creates speed, momentum. I'm stuck underneath the ball. That can create stress on the shoulder, on the back. So what we're trying to do with that athlete is, look, start later. Keep the ball in front of you, because once again, if I can come in and do my approach, I'm going to use my body momentum. And if I hit the ball out in front of my body, the mass of my body, 190 pounds in my case, with arm speed coming through, I'm going to bang the ball harder right now without doing any mechanics training, without doing any strength conditioning. It's just a function of start later, be a little late, but keep the ball in front of you, right? And so many young kids, they're probably anxious to hit the ball. They take off early. They're not actually using their eyes and reading the set and understanding where they're at relative to the set. They get stuck underneath it. So the biggest timing issue that we want, or we're dealing with the athletes, is wait longer, be late, keep the ball in front of you, hit the ball out in front of your body instead of being underneath it.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And I think depending on how, I don't know how old your daughter is, I guess he didn't say in the comment, but working with her on what does her approach look like? Where is she approaching from? I know we talk about this in the clinics as well, but sometimes kids are just way too close to the net and approaching from maybe even 8 feet. So that's where they can get under the ball, like Billy's talking about. So where is she approaching from, and when is she taking off on that approach, and where is the ball relative to her approach? So great stuff, Billy.
Another thing there, Darian, just really quickly, is one of the things we use in the clinics, as you know, is we've went away from tossers in the clinic, because it was tough at our level to find tossers in every city that could toss a consistent ball. So we're working with athletes, trying to teach them to go in the air, turn their hips, turn their shoulder, do all this rotational stuff that's going to allow them to immediately hit the ball harder. But the tosses will mess them up. The timing issues for a lot of these young athletes, now they're working with a coach, a parent, a setter, another athlete, whatever the case is, that doesn't necessarily be able to toss the ball or set the ball very consistently. So that also plays havoc with the timing. We use a hook, as you know, right? We use a hook. We've completely taken all the tosses out of the clinics. We hold the ball in a stick. We take the movement of the ball, a lot of the timing out, so we can work on teaching the athlete how to do the approach and how to create the movement of the hips, movement of the shoulders, movement of the arm to create that whole body power, whole body rotational speed, if you would, to hit the ball harder. But we've eliminated some of the timing issues, right? We've minimized it or simplified it. Later on, and we do that in the master class, later on in the master class, when the kid starts to get it down a little bit, then we'll start going back and say, okay, let's start hitting off some live sets or tosses again. but that will help as well. There's just a lot going on, right? For a young athlete trying to time the ball and their jump and their swing and all this stuff, it's a lot.
Yeah, definitely a lot. So maybe even minimizing, like you said, everything that they have to work on in one moment, only focus on one thing at a time, and then you can go back into, okay, now what does my approach look like? And then everything from there. Dragan said that the daughter is 15 in April, so 14 currently, and playing in Colorado Crossroads this weekend. So good luck to your daughter. Cool. And we got another comment talking while we were talking about keeping the ball in front, saying that they are an athlete from Patches of Joel, that they are struggling to keep the ball in front of them as well. So maybe that's a topic that we need to bring Jim or somebody on to talk more in depth about. Jim, one of our coaches, the director of Front Range Volleyball here in Colorado, he can maybe talk more about why do kids struggle with that and what are some drills they can maybe do to help with that.
That's good.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys, everybody. Thank you, Billy, for being here today. Like I said before, Billy and I are your hosts for Volley Talk or PowerCore 360 Volley Talk. This was episode 1, and we will be doing this every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you have any comments or any topics you want us to talk about, feel free to message us or comment in on this live stream. It will be posted onto our Instagram and YouTube profiles. So if you have any other questions or comments, don't be afraid to reach out in those ways. You can also go to our website to check out our current 2024 clinics. They are filling up fast. I think we have already 5 sold out at least. So you want to make sure you can get onto those clinics and work with us hopefully within this year. And we also have our power hitting masterclass that you can join as well. If you click the link in our bios, we have everything linked there that you can check out. Thank you everybody today for being here and for all the great questions. Thank you, Billy, for a great discussion today. And I'm looking forward to next week and keep doing this every single week.
Awesome. Great.